Happy Friday on the Zone Daily Podcast as we get you ready for your weekend. A little bit of Titans and Colts discussion. A similar key for Tennessee against Florida as Vanderbilt has against Georgia. Plus some winners heading into the weekend and a recap of Thursday Night Football. It's a busy show and we're going to get it started right now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Bowling.
We start with Sam Darnold on the Zone Daily Podcast. Welcome in. It's headlines. It's analysis. It's 10 minutes to start your day right here on the 104.5 The Zone Podcast Network, where the Carolina Panthers beat the Houston Texans 24-9 last night, putting the Tennessee Titans in first place. Seriously, Tennessee Titans are in first place at 1-1 this season. Panthers improved to 3-0. They are the only team in the NFL to not trail at any point this season, which is maybe the stat of the season so far in the National Football League. Sam Darnold, 304 yards, two touchdowns, as Christian McCaffrey left early with a hamstring injury, and J.C. Horn, the talented cornerback from South Carolina, broke multiple bones in his foot in this game. It had a little bit of everything. It did not have a lot of offense on the Texans side, where Houston rookie Davis Mills made his first career start, was sacked four times, and was held to only 168 yards passing after Tyrod Taylor suffered a hamstring injury last Sunday, placing him on injured reserve. The Texans are not very good. I don't know what they do well other than have five old running backs that are pretty washed up. But this is a team that does not scare me whatsoever in the AFC South. Not that that surprises really any of you, but seeing them on their token national television game as a horrible team without Deshaun Watson pretty much tells me again all I need to know. The Panthers are okay, and the Texans are not. We move forward into a little bit of college football. Tennessee, Florida coming up at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Coverage will begin on 104.5 The Zone at 3 o'clock with me and Ron Slay on the Tennessee Tailgate Show. Going to be a lot of fun as we will take your calls. We will take your keys to the game as we get you ready for Vol Network coverage coming up on The Zone at 4:30. So we will be on at the conclusion of LSU and Mississippi State on 104.5 The Zone. Looking forward to that. Florida is going for their 16th win out of 17 over Tennessee. This line started at 20.5, and it has come down to 18.5. Of course, the run defense for Tennessee versus Florida's offensive line and running game is the big story. The Gators are second in the nation in rushing, averaging 335 yards per game, and Tennessee has only allowed 54 yards per game on the ground, which is tied for fifth nationally. This is where I'm going to combine Tennessee and Vanderbilt football going into the weekend. As Vanderbilt hosts Georgia at home for the 11 a.m. start here in Nashville. I want to know what these teams do well. At this point in the season, week number four for Tennessee and Vanderbilt, what is your identity as a football team? Vanderbilt, they're starting running back out for the year. They've had a lot of injuries on the offensive side, that one being a huge one, obviously. But Clark Lee wants to establish some kind of culture. What does that mean on the field? Clark Lee has all of this highfalutin language, all of these intelligent little quips about Vanderbilt football and the mental fortitude and the what. Dumb it down for those of us that didn't attend Vanderbilt, okay? What does this team want to do on the football field? Because you're winning press conferences by talking like a Vanderbilt grad, which you are, but I want to see you actually cover a spread or win a football game. Tennessee, the same can be said about you. What does this team do well? Right now, we think that this Tennessee team stops the run pretty well. I'm not convinced that that's actually a real trait of this football team, and we're going to get a very clear picture of how good Tennessee really is at stopping the run after seeing one of the best offensive lines and one of the best running backs in the country in Emory Jones right now. No, I kid. I say that because this team for Florida has lots of running backs that basically combine to make one super back in what they do on the ground. So I'm interested to see who the quarterback is for both teams. This feels to me for Tennessee like being on the wrong end of a breakout game. We as Tennessee people know this very well. This is something that always seemed to happen to the Titans growing up. It's something Kenny Pickett's first-round pick campaign begins, I kid. But Kenny Pickett, the Pittsburgh quarterback, people are talking about him because he lights up Tennessee and Neyland Stadium. I think this time it's going to be Anthony Richardson. 275 yards rushing for Anthony Richardson so far this season to go along with 192 through the air and two touchdowns playing behind the starting quarterback Emory Jones. Now, Anthony Richardson, of course, he was hurt despite doing back hamstrings before the game against Alabama. So he did not play against the Crimson Tide. 6 for 11 through the air, 192 yards, 17.5 yards per completion, and two touchdowns this season. Anthony Richardson gives Florida a higher ceiling than Emory Jones does. And I think that Tennessee's ability to at least slow down the Florida running game is going to, I think, push Anthony Richardson into this football game as a bigger arm, a better passer. And I just imagine Anthony Richardson. If you have not seen him play, this is a guy who has the arm strength of Joe Milton with a whole lot more accuracy. This is a guy that can probably throw the ball 60 or 70 yards through the air if he was throwing it for the end zone. I envision Anthony Richardson throwing the ball over Tennessee defensive backs' heads like Russell Wilson was doing to the Tennessee Titans on a big third down over last weekend in Seattle. That's how I see this one going. I think Florida covers the spread. I'm taking Florida. I'll take Florida 45-21. I think Tennessee's offense gets back in this one a little bit later. But I think you're going to see four quarterbacks in this football game. Hendon Hooker and Joe Milton on the Tennessee side. I think you certainly see both Anthony Richardson and Emory Jones on the Florida side. A couple of winners in college football as we pivot in a moment to the NFL and to the Tennessee Titans and Indianapolis Colts and a little bit of high school football coming up here in a moment. Give me Georgia minus 35.5. That's a big number for Georgia in Nashville, but I think I see them up something like 28-3 or 31-3 at halftime. So I'm taking Georgia to cover that one in Nashville. I think their offense gets on track. I like Texas A&M to cover against Arkansas. This is a big game. Jerry's World. It's going to be a lot a pressure on this Arkansas team with a ranking next to their name as the number 16 team in the country. You've beaten Texas. A lot of the money in this game is going to be on Arkansas, and I think people are going to overcorrect and forget who's on the other sideline for Texas A&M. This is not the kind of game that Jimbo Fisher loses or disappoints in. Now, the games he does disappoint in are obviously the ones against non-conference teams earlier this year where Texas A&M has looked really bad against Colorado in a 10-7 win earlier this season. I think Texas A&M gets right in this football game. I think the continuity of Jimbo Fisher and what he has built in that culture of that program is enough for the Aggies to win by a touchdown. I think it's a good game, though. Boy, how often have we seen A&M Arkansas on CBS? How often is Arkansas on CBS? Wild. 2:30 start in that one. And then, of course, Tennessee-Florida, our third winner. Of course, I gave you that to you a moment ago. Going to be a fun football Saturday. This is kind of the time of the year where it starts to feel kind of real. It starts to feel like these games legitimately matter. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this college football slate kind of shakes out in a really fun Saturday across the SEC and beyond. Tennessee Titans had a big chance to put a huge, huge dent in the Colts' chances of being a dark horse in the AFC South. 0-2, the Indianapolis Colts, of course, coming to Nissan Stadium on Sunday. This is going to be a slow start for the Tennessee Titans. I think both of these teams are under 14 points in the first half. I think the Titans come out slow. I think there's a little bit of a letdown factor from the Week 2 win, but if there were two bets I'm making in this game, and I have not made either of these, and I doubt I will, but I don't know. Maybe I will. I think this is a bounce-back game for A.J. Brown. I think the Titans try to get him involved early after four drops against the Seattle Seahawks. I would expect a big day from him as the Titans make sure he gets involved in this offense once again and gets right a little bit. And I think you could see him get a couple of touches early on in this football game. But I'm worried that this Tennessee Titans team is just going to be a slow starting team, because Todd Downing is not rolling the dice and going deep into his creative part of the playbook until this team gets down. I want to see the same creativity on offense that this team showed in the second half against Seattle in the first half against Indianapolis. And I see this game going just like the game went against Houston last season, when the Titans are a failed Houston two-point conversion away from losing to the Houston Texans at home, a really bad Houston Texans team coached by interim head coach Romeo Crennel. I think this one is a lot closer than people think it's going to be. You've got to remember, too, how many bad quarterbacks have almost won a Nissan Stadium. Remember Josh Johnson for the Washington football team back in December of 2018. The Titans would win this game 25-16 with interceptions by Kevin Byard and Malcolm Butler. But this one was in doubt for a lot of the football game. I think Darius Leonard and this Colts rush defense has a little bit of resistance against Derrick Henry. I think at the end of the day, this is a Ryan Tannehill game. I think Ryan Tannehill leads this offense. I think Derrick Henry is good, but not otherworldly good the way that he was last week. And I think this is a get-right game for A.J. Brown to lead the Titans to a win. I'll take the Titans in this one by 6. Give me something like 31-25. I don't know. Something like that. That's a weird score. Anyway, Monday, we'll recap it all. Big weekend, and we'll be back to recap it right here on the Zone Daily, 5 a.m. Monday. Talk to you then.